Get ready for this piping hot tea. Get ready for tea time and filter with your girl loving tea. Spilling all this hot tea on this podcast street. So get ready for this piping hot tea. From tea time and filter with your girl loving tea.
Hey, y'all. So welcome to another episode of Tea Time Unfiltered. I hope everyone is doing good today. It's been a lot going on my end, especially, you know, coming back from vacation, and I had to get back into mommy mode and get just so much stuff done over the past few days, plus go to the doctors and just all types of stuff. But I wanted to come on and do a few podcasts. I will try and live stream tomorrow. I should have some time tomorrow to do a live stream. I miss all of you guys, and I can't wait to eventually live stream and, you know, kick it on YouTube and also in the Discord during the Zoom meeting and all that fun stuff. So I wanted to come on here and talk about the whole Lil Nas X controversy. So once again, Lil Nas X is in his damn feelings, okay? And right now, he's crying and ranting and raving about Tony Hawk. If you guys do not know who Tony Hawk is, Tony Hawk is a professional skateboarder. He's been around, honey, since the 80s, okay? And so basically, Tony Hawk is selling 100 skateboards painted with his very own blood in it, okay? So this just came out, and Lil Nas X is upset, and he's saying that basically the treatment that he received is far different from the treatment that Tony Hawk is receiving. So I want to go ahead and play you guys the video of Tony Hawk and this whole blood debacle. Go ahead and check this out.
Hey, what's up? I'm Tony Hawk, and I recently became an ambassador for Liquid Death Mountain Water. Apparently, I didn't read the fine print, and now Liquid Death officially owns my soul and my blood, too. It's very confusing, and we're going to use it for skateboard graphics. So they're going to mix my blood into the paint and do a limited run of skateboards using my real blood in the graphics. But some of the profits will go towards killing plastic pollution and to building skate parks in underserved communities. Yeah, so I guess go to liquiddeath.com to get skateboards with my blood in it. Wait, if you have my blood, that means you have my DNA. No clones.
Get the Liquid Death skateboard infused with 100% real Tony Hawk today. Wow, you can own your very own piece of Birdman, but hurry. Supplies are extremely limited, so visit liquiddeath.com/hawkblood right now.
All right, so you guys just watched the Tony Hawk video. On top of that, this is also what he wrote on his Instagram page. Tony Hawk says, "Always read the fine print. Thanks at Liquid Death for this rare opportunity, but please be careful with my life force. Looking forward to our future collaborations as long as it doesn't involve any replicants." So that is what he had to say. So Lil Nas X took to Twitter, and this is what he had to say about the situation. So Lil Nas X says, "Now that Tony Hawk has released skateboards with his blood painted on them and there was no public outrage, are y'all ready to admit that y'all were never actually upset over the blood in the shoes and maybe you were mad for other reasons?" So that is what he has to say about the situation. And personally, I'm tired of this dude constantly. He doesn't know what side of the fence he wants to be on. One minute he wants to be about that life, trolling, acting like, you know, he's unbothered and he don't give a fuck about the outrage and the controversy and the lawsuits. But then in the same breath, you can tell that he's highly pressed and bothered. My thing is, there's a big difference. Tony Hawk is an aging skateboarder, okay? So unless you're a huge skateboard fan, there's not going to be as much outrage over him painting and using his blood with a skateboard as there is going to be a guy who was put out there towards children. He can try and say that Old Town Road wasn't for kids and all that goofy shit, but we know it was. This is Lil Nas X on Sesame Street. You don't get more kid-friendly than being on Sesame Street. When you're going to schools and performing for children, okay, and the parents are getting to know who you are, they're going to have a problem with you promoting the Satan shoe.
Quick, tell us what's about to happen.
You know, I'm finna do the biggest show of my life, and it's going to be great.
Now, I don't understand why he acts like people can't walk and chew gum at the same time. I don't find none of this shit cute. not Lil Nas X's $1,000 Satan shoes, nor do I find this skateboard, okay, that's being painted with Tony Hawk's blood. I don't find that situation okay. You know, I didn't even like the commercial. The commercial is dark. Not only the music playing in the background, but he's promoting Liquid Death. Just listen to the name of that brand, Liquid Death, okay? And then on top of that, he's acting like basically he sold his soul to the devil. I didn't read the fine print. I didn't know it was all in the contract. Now they own my soul. I don't think any of that is cute. I wouldn't buy the skateboard. My kids skateboard. Hell, we met Tony Hawk when we lived in LA. You know what I'm saying? He was really cool. Came out skating with all the kids at the park and things like that. But I wouldn't buy that skateboard for my kids, just like I wouldn't buy my boys them damn Satan shoes. So I don't know why he's always trying to make it an underlying issue with his sexuality when your sexuality has nothing to do with the situation. For the most part, people were not filling the shoes. One, at least with the skateboard, folks know the blood came from Tony Hawk. To this day, Lil Nas X has no idea where that blood came from in those Satan shoes. They weren't his blood. Nobody knows where that life force came from. The second issue that he wants to ignore is that he straight up infringed Nike. It wasn't like he created these shoes on his own. He had the Nike brand on there, basically almost sullied Nike's brand because people were boycotting Nike, going off on Nike, so much so that Nike not only had to distance themselves, but prove that they had nothing to do with the shoe by suing Nas X. Y'all go ahead and check this out.
Nike is suing over Lil Nas X's polarizing Satan Shoes collaboration. The so-called Satan Shoe is adorned with a bronze pentagram and upside-down cross and allegedly contains a drop of human blood in the soles. Nike said in a statement, "We do not have a relationship with Lil Nas X or Mischief. The Satan Shoes were produced without Nike's approval or authorization, and Nike is in no way connected with this project. Mischief has not responded to NBC News' request for comment."
They bought a bunch of Nike shoes, legitimate Nike shoes, and then added these aftermarket modifications. And that, Nike says, results in what's called dilution. It creates a substantial chance that people will mistake this for having come from Nike. And they have evidence in their complaint that people online think this is actually Nike's doing. And they do not like that one bit.
All right. So you guys just saw that. For him to try and imply and act like everybody's okay with Tony Hawk selling these skateboards with his blood painted on them, I feel like he's just being willfully deceptive. He knows damn well his situation goes way deeper than Tony Hawk's situation, okay? First and foremost, you're sitting here using satanic symbolism, satanic imagery, when most of the population, they do not like Satan. Let's keep it real. Most religion, Islam, Christianity, Buddha, whatever, they have issues with Satanism and Satan imagery. You knew what you were doing. You try to go the Satan route to try and drum up controversy for your music video to go viral. And you got the attention that you were so desperately seeking. But unfortunately for you, you also received a ton of backlash, and that's what you can't handle. So now you want to try and flip it around and act like, oh, everybody's rocking with Tony Hawk because he's a straight white man, but you guys attacked me because I'm gay. He didn't say that, but that's what he's trying to imply when he says, maybe you were mad for some other reason. No, we were mad because those shoes were trifling as fuck. Okay, and you can try and spin this how you want to spin this, but I can walk and chew gum. I don't like your Satan shoes. I wouldn't buy them damn Satan shoes. And I don't like Tony Hawk's skateboard. Now what? Okay, and on top of that, you know, on top of like just the demonic imagery in that video, which to me was just disgusting, and I stand by that. I'm not going to wave my stance just because he has another video that y'all like, because, you know, that's social media. They're wishy-washy. You know, they'll cancel you one moment. Then as soon as you do some shit that they like, then they forget that they had just canceled you the month before. I'm going to keep the same energy. You know, on top of, you know, the shoes, let's also not forget that he also had Luke 10:18 stitched into the shoe. And that Bible verse stands for, "I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven." You know, so he was going hard with the Satanism. He was going hard with the satanic imagery. Plus, he was selling the shoes for $1,018, you know, and he ended up selling them out. He sold 666 pairs of shoes. So I'm sorry. This is like basically comparing apples to oranges. I get what he's trying to say, but no, I'm sorry. I'm not feeling none of this bloody life force bullshit. You know, I feel like a lot of this stuff is celebrities looking for attention. you know, looking to go viral, looking to revive their brand. And how can they do that? They can do that by doing things controversial like this, you know, getting blood drawn out and mixing it in paint and everything else. I'm just not feeling it. I don't think it should be that serious. I'm just tired of the gimmicks. I think, you know, if you're going to be a musician, make it about the music. Like, everything is such a gimmick right now. It's like, if it's not overt sexuality and debauchery, then it's the Satanism angle. Everything has to be so dark. You know, it's just not about, hey, I'm a talented individual. I can sing. I can rap. It always has to be a bunch of other mess that comes with it. And I think that's the part that frustrates a lot of people. So I think for him to try and act like, you know, Tony Hawk isn't receiving any backlash, he's not getting the same amount of backlash, but he's definitely getting some backlash. But of course, it's not the same amount because, again, he forgets that when he first came out, he was geared towards children. So when you go from being geared towards children, I don't care what the lyrics are to Old Town Road. This man was performing in schools. He was on Sesame Street. He was definitely gearing his brand towards more kid safe, kid friendly, you know, tweens, teens, stuff like that. And so when you have these parents, because Old Town Road, you couldn't even fucking walk down the road without hearing the song that summer. They played it 24/7 on the radio. So a lot of parents did rock with the song. They did like the song. And then for them to hear the song that their kids were singing and were remixing and doing TikToks to then see that same artist turn around and basically fall from heaven and give the devil a lap dance, you know what I'm saying? And try and sell some satanic shoes. Of course, you're going to have way more controversy for everything you did, you know what I'm saying, a few months ago, as opposed to Tony Hawk. So again, that's why I don't buy this whole I'm unbothered, I'm doing me, I don't care. All the little jokes and jabs that he had about Nike trying to sue him. He's clearly bothered. He's clearly in his feelings because somebody else kind of did something similar, but they didn't get as much backlash. It is what it is. Like I said, I don't agree with neither one of them. I think it's just a bit too much. You know, Tony Hawk, you're 50-something years old, sir. Like, why do we need stunts? The only stunts I want to see from Tony Hawk is on the skateboard, okay? Because we all know he's a killer skateboarder. He does his thing. He's been in the game for years. Those are the only stunts I like to see from Tony. This bloody life force, dark energy drink, I'm cool. I don't need nothing dark-sided in my life, honey. When it comes to mess like this, I'm like that God warrior lady from Trading Spouses, honey. Y'all remember her when she was going off screaming, ranting, and raving, talking about all this shit is dark-sided? Let me go ahead and refresh your memory.
She's not a Christian! She is dark-sided, too! Gargoyles, psychics, everything's ungodly! Get the out of my house. In Jesus' name, I pray.
And there you go. She wasn't playing. You know, some people are very religious and that is okay. I don't understand why it's always okay to make fun of people's religions or talk down to people if they just tend to be more religious, if they're not willing to be open-minded towards, you know, dark-sided things like Satan shoes and bloody skateboards and stuff like that, because maybe their religion, you know, doesn't believe in it, or maybe, you know what I'm saying, their energy or how they feel about the situation is just off-putting. It's okay. Everybody don't have to like your music. Everybody don't have to like the shoes and the things that you drop. As long as your fans like you and support what you do, worry about your fans. But you can't sit here and try and shame folks into agreeing with you when he knows damn well he was dead wrong for them damn shoes. So today's show sponsor is iwilife.com. I've tried a lot of different omega-3 supplements, and I have to say that iwi is one of the best I've ever used. Their secret is algae, and it's on a whole nother level compared to plain fish oil. Fish and krill get their omega-3s by consuming algae. That makes algae the original and best source of omega-3s. With iwi, you skip the middle fish altogether. Now, you know the old saying that oil and water don't mix? With iwi's form of algae, it leads to 50% more absorption than fish, krill, and other algae oils. It is the world's highest absorption of any omega-3s, so don't be fooled by imitators. Not all algae is created equal. Iwi's patented formula goes straight into your bloodstream for more absorption and more health benefits. It's never too late or too early to start taking Iwi. Go to iwilife.com/sipslow and use code SIPSLOW to save 30% off of your first purchase. Take advantage of this limited time offer today. Once again, that's iwilife Sipslow to save 30% off of your first purchase. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. So make sure you guys check them out when you get a chance. And you know what else I find really disturbing about the situation is the fact that, you know, Tony Hawk has always, for the most part, been a, you know, positive role model. He does a lot for the community. But the fact that he would go down this road is just really sad to me, you know. And what's really disturbing is that blood is used in rituals. OK, so it's not just something fun and we're just looking for attention. They are performing real rituals. OK, let me even pull up a Bible verse. Leviticus 17:11, for the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your souls. For it is the blood that maketh an atonement for the soul. So it makes me very curious, if he's putting his blood into this skateboard, whose soul is he trying to collect? Because these skateboards are geared towards younger people. And the sad thing is they've already sold out. Okay, which I'm not shocked about at all. It's already sold out. And it's really sad that we're living in a day and age where they're just normalizing the selling of your soul, all these weird contracts, mixing blood into, you know, items, just like the soles on your feet. And then they have blood in the Lil Nas X shoes. All of this stuff is esoterical. If you look at it deeper than that, all of it is esoterical. Tony Hawk has a huge young kid fan base, just like Lil Nas X does. Okay, but Lil Nas X is currently way more popular than Tony Hawk, you know, in current times. I just find this really disturbing. And it's going to be very interesting to see what happens to all of those people who bought those boards and who ride them. Will they be possessed by Tony Hawk? Will they all of a sudden be able to do all types of backflips and everything else? Or will they get hurt? You know, you just don't know, because it just does not make any sense as to why somebody would do this. Now, another thing is predictive programming. When I went onto the Liquid Death site, a lot of things that bothered me about the site, not only the imagery, but how dark it is. Why would you name your drink product Liquid Death? Why would you want to drink something that can cause liquid death? You're literally speaking death into existence. On top of that, it also says mountain water, murder your thirst. There's also sparkling water, murder your thirst. Now, for y'all who don't know, we are currently going through droughts globally, not just in California, but around the world.
Turn on a faucet and clean water rushes out as much as we want, anytime we want. It's easy to forget that the quest for this has been one of the defining struggles of human history. Civilizations that harnessed water thrived. The ones that failed, fell. Today, 7 in 10 people on Earth can count on having running water in their homes.
The water flows from the risers to connecting mains, and finally, through service connections, into each building on the street.
At least, so they think.
Cape Town, it could become the first major city in the world to run out of water.
Cape Town, South Africa is inching closer now to day zero.
It's just 92 days away from having to shut off most water taps because of a severe drought.
Cape Town is the first major city in the world to plan to indefinitely shut off its water supply. 4 million people would stop getting running water. They'd get water rations, and they'd need to line up at city water stations to get it. And it's not just Cape Town. Sao Paulo, Melbourne, Jakarta, London, Beijing, Istanbul, Tokyo, Bangalore, Barcelona, and Mexico City will all face their own day zero in the next few decades, unless their water use radically changes.
There are perceptions that it is there in bountiful amounts and everyone has access to it because you can turn a tap, and that's a big problem.
In fact, by 2040, most of the world won't have enough water to meet demand year-round.
We're facing a global water crisis, and it's getting worse. We're at a real inflection point where, if we're not careful, we may actually get out ahead of our ability to manage it.
Water has been so commodified to the point where certain areas don't even have drinking water. There's literally livestock and animals and cows falling over and dying of dehydration. Farmers are literally having to watch their crops wither away because there's not enough water to water their crops. So in the future, will we be murdering just to quench our thirst? See, words have power. All of this is spell casting. Will there be death? Because you can only go so many days without water. You have to be able to drink water to quench your, you have to be able to quench your thirst and drink water to keep going. You can go days without food, but you can only go about maybe a week at the most, but on average about 3 days without water. So when I see things like this, murder your thirst and liquid death, and especially with what's going on in the environment, that's very disturbing. Just like, if you guys do not know, that movie Songbird came out in 2020. We recently watched it a few weeks ago on the Discord. And that movie was full of nothing but predictive programming. Well, if y'all do not know, currently, songbirds are dying all over the United States, especially on the East Coast. It started a few weeks ago, and it's gradually getting worse, where songbirds are just being found dead. They don't know what's causing their death. They don't know if it's a virus. They don't know what's going on, but they're telling people, if you see any songbirds on the ground, do not touch them. Don't you find it ironic that a movie that basically predicted the whole COVID-19 lockdown situation was made popular in 2020, and then a year later in 2021, all of these songbirds are dying? I'm going to go ahead and play you guys this clip. Check this out.
Well, biologists are baffled at what is killing birds across several states in the country, including Ohio.
Several birds across central Ohio, like this one, are dying for unknown reasons, an unknown disease.
Concern continues to grow about a mysterious illness affecting songbirds all across the Midwest. Conservation officials say the strange disease has not been detected in...
After reports of sick and dying songbirds, but it's not just happening there. Cases have been reported in Kentucky and Ohio as well.
You may have noticed, have you seen any birds around that have been dying?
Tonight on reports that songbirds in central Indiana are dying off because of a mysterious illness. Conservation officers tell us it's happening in other states too. And now we've heard similar reports coming from Ohio, Kentucky, even Washington, D.C. Wildlife officials say they can't really figure out what's going on.
But this month, the center has identified multiple cases of an unknown illness in songbird species across central Ohio, the symptoms of which include a white crust in birds' eyes, leading to blindness, as well as damage to their nervous system, leaving them unable to fly.
And eventually, death.
So like, all right, so you guys just heard those clips. So like I said, you know, I look at stuff relatively deep. You know, maybe some of this will go over some people's heads. It is what it is. But I'm just not feeling it. And I'm really disappointed that Tony Hawk would tie himself to something like this. You know, it's one thing if he wanted to put, I guess, his blood in a skateboard. But it's also another thing when you're promoting this really, really dark, demonic brand. So I'm not feeling it. So Lil Nas X can miss me with the bullshit and the whole, oh, well, it's me. And he's not getting drug like I was getting drug. I'm going to give both of y'all the same damn energy, okay? I don't find none of this shit cute. I don't care if it's Nas X's shoes or Tony Hawk's skateboard. I'm just tired of the normalization of just darkness. Even Converse got caught out a few weeks ago for their dark imagery. You know what I'm saying? Having their models pose in a pentagram. It was just really disgusting. It's sad that so many bad things are going on in this world. And instead of trying to go towards the positivity and towards the light, you have a lot of these brands, these influencers, these musicians, you know, these celebrities going towards the dark side. And I just find that very, very disturbing. So, you know, like I said, once again, Lil Nas X is entitled to his opinion, but I'm damn sure entitled to mine. I don't support neither one of them when it comes to this, and it is what it is. So let me know your thoughts. I'm going to go ahead and post after this on YouTube. The rest will be on the podcast. You can leave your comment over there on YouTube. Once again, thank you so much for supporting Tea Time Unfiltered. And I'll talk to you guys later. Deuces.
Thank you for listening to today's show. Make sure you join us again soon. For all the latest tea, make sure you follow me on my social media pages. Just put in LOVELYTI on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.